This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's no secret that this time of year is when crazy Illinois weather seems to be noticed the most. From snow to rain to sunny 70-degree days, it seems that we've been on a roller coaster ride this past month. And not only are we affected by the changing temperatures, but so are our roadways. Today we'll talk with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about seasonal road postings and why they're so important. And we'll also discuss a few pieces of legislation concerning truck length laws that will benefit both farmers and truck drivers.
One of the things that we talk about this time of the year all the time is seasonal road postings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of township and county roads are posted seasonal because of the fact that, we've got great soil for growing plants and growing crops, but it's horrible soil for building roads. And the freeze-thaw cycle that we deal with here, like right now, turns the base of the roadbeds into mush, in all truth. So many years ago, the state granted authority to the counties and the township road commissioners to do seasonal postings for up to 90 days a year. They can post these roads for actually any weather-related reason they want. Here in central Illinois, most oftentimes we see them post them from, January 1 to March 30th or maybe January 15th to April 15th, that time period, because that is kind of when the roads start loosening up a little bit.
Freeze-thaw is going on.
You break out of that cycle. And you go to southern Illinois, it starts a little bit earlier and it ends earlier. And up north, it stays on a little bit longer. But, this basically is, it is a law. If you see the sign that says, weight limit by tons per axle, or you see it by gross weight, usually by axle weight when we see them, you have to adhere to them. That is a state law. And, they're pretty much cast in stone. The people say, maybe I can, find another way around it. Well, if you can, good, but, you got to adhere to it. And that runs into a problem this time of the year, too, because you get a lot of heavy equipment out there. The farmers are itching to get on the roads. Check with your township road commissioner. Check with your county highway engineer to find out whether or not that road can be used. If they tell you no, well, that's the law, and you can get a ticket. And but the big thing is that if you use that road now, it's going to be gravel by this summer. You tear it up, it's going to be bad news. And we all know that there's very little money to go around to fix that road. So we don't want to be what's happening in Wisconsin and what's happening in Iowa, where local roads are being turned back to gravel. So, you got your choice. Follow the seasonal road postings or pay for it in the future.
Right. That was the point I was going to make. As much of a pain as it may seem like, there is a reason behind it, and it is we want to keep the roads in as good a shape as we can. We don't want them breaking down and, as you said, have gravel roads. So.
Yeah, and don't ask for a permit because they cannot issue a permit. In other words, to go over, over the weight. That's, it's not going to happen. So,
well, I think something else that relates directly to using trucks on local roads is a Senate bill that we've talked about before dealing with truck length, and this is something that you've been working on for a while. We're trying to get this updated and changed.
Yeah, this is actually two bills. There is House Bill 683 and Senate Bill 51. These two bills, basically what they say is that they would legalize the use of truck-trailer combinations, expanded from the current law, which says 55-foot in overall length, bumper to bumper. This legislation says, let's make it 65-foot on local roads, bumper to bumper. That just recognizes the fact that that is what is out there right now. I mean, if you got a hopper, you got a 42, 45 foot hopper pulling grain trailer, grain trailer, and you're pulling it with a semi, you're going to be over 55 foot. If you are, you got a cattle or a livestock pot, I don't care, what size, Most of those are 53 foot. And again, you run into the same problem. You cannot legally get on local roads under the state law as it's written right now. So these two bills basically would allow jurisdictions to grant the 65-foot overall length, give you access to it. It also says, though, that you got to be careful. I mean, that's the bottom line. To make those turns, can you make the turning radius do that? That's important. It does not require the local jurisdictions to widen the roads, but it does say that you can be held responsible like any place else. Say if you knock down a light pole, you knock down a stop sign or something like that, you're liable just like any place else. But this is really an important bill because it's not just on the rural roads. It's on local city streets, deliveries to grocery stores, fuel trucks trying to make deliveries to gas stations, any of those. Right now, if you are not on a state highway or what we would call a non-designated truck route, which could be a county, city, municipal, township road, and you know, right now those are all 55 foot. They're all running illegal, and you know, cops pretty much turn their back or don't say anything because they realize, hey, you got to make the deliveries. But in some counties, they do see it as a money making venture. McLean County, Will County, Ogle County, just a couple of counties, for example, that that have very strict enforcement and are always going, going after the truck operator, be him a farmer, oil truck delivery man, whatever, always going after him, and it's caused some real problems in some parts of the state. And these, this law was written 60 years ago, so we're trying to, hey, bring us up, to what other states are, around us. Most of the states around us, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Iowa, Michigan, allow 65-foot in overall length.
Is there anything that farmers or other members of the trucking community could do to help with this process, talk to their legislators, things that they can do themselves at home to help you out?
Most definitely talk to their legislators. Tell them we support House Bill 683. Senate Bill 51, because it is very important to the rural economy. And don't be afraid to talk to your county highway engineer and say, hey, this is, we live and die by being able to move our goods in and out. And, to sit there and just to ignore this issue and the concerns out there. And the fact is that when this law was written, decades ago. When D-size, trailers were not prevalent. Well, they are now because, see, the rest of the country has moved ahead. Illinois has not. And that's the problem. Other states, it's no problem, no concern. Illinois, we're still, our head's kind of buried in the sand on this issue. So we're working hard, keeping our fingers crossed, but we do need the help of those people who use the roads if they want to be able to use longer trucks on those roads.
Any other issues today that you want to bring to our attention? I know there are several things legislation-wise right now that you're paying attention to, but any of the big hitters you want to bring up and just mention and make people aware of?
Well, there's a lot of bills out there. There is a bill out there that two bills that involve truck weights during like an emergency harvest. The governor has the authority to declare an emergency harvest if we run into situations whereby we've had problems, in terms of the weather and those kinds of things. Governor has declared emergency harvests in the past. What it's usually done is said the number of hours you can drive has been varied. What this bill, these two bills, Senate Bill 1576, House Bill 2580, these bills say the state would grant a 10% variance in truck weights if the governor declares a harvest emergency. So, in other words, if a truck is an 80,000-pound maximum weight, 10% variance would allow them to carry 88,000 pounds. And these are situations, again, where, weather usually plays havoc, and it doesn't happen every year. It happens, every couple of years. But it's always a long, drawn-out process to get this variance. If we put it into law, we can get it, and you know, they can react to it fairly quick. So again, this is two bills that we're working with Farm Bureau on, and hopefully we'll see some movement on them.
And thanks again to Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association for that report. That's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.